What did you hear? What will you do? Following prophetic counsel will change your life. President Henry B. Eyring said, "Our hearts remain changed only as long as we continue to follow the prophet's counsel. If we stop trying after one burst of effort, the change will fade." Write down, "What change did I feel I need to make?" and "What am I going to do about it?" End of the article, "What Did You Hear? What Will You Do?" Read by Eden Reinwand.
Shared Stories. You're not alone. We asked youth from around the world what they learned from conference and what they're doing differently because of it. Read more of their responses at youth.lds.org.
Setting goals. I was struck by Elder Cook's talk. He said that we need to be humble, overcome hurt feelings, and forgive others as many times as Heavenly Father forgives us. I also noticed that a lot of speakers talked about studying the Book of Mormon. Because of this, I have made two goals. One, to become a more humble person. And two, to read the Book of Mormon, because even though I was born into the church, I've never read it. I'm grateful our leaders are concerned enough to teach us about these important things. Diego L., 16, Región Metropolitana de Santiago, Chile. About Diego. Middle child, loves watching wrestling, playing sports, walking on stilts, and going to the mountains.
Not alone. President Uchtdorf, Sister Oskarson, and Elder Holland helped me to not feel alone. In today's world, it is so easy to feel alone. But I now know we are not. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are always with us. We do not need to beat ourselves up to have worth in God's eyes. Satan can try to make us think evil things about ourselves, but what he says is never true. My goal is to help others feel of worth and know that they are not alone. I will try to do that for myself as well. Ray Lynn D., age 17, Tennessee, USA.
Truly blessed. As always, General Conference was amazing. I really liked Elder Rasband's talk about how God is in the details, orchestrating everything. I'm going to work harder at keeping the commandments so that I can have him always in my life. After conference, I have a renewed desire to serve my family and those around me at school and at Mutual. I also learned about the importance of forgiveness. I'm very thankful for the leaders of the church. We're so truly blessed to have living prophets. Connor N., age 15, Idaho, USA. About Connor. Youngest in his family, lives on a farm and feeds the calves every day, likes to play basketball.
Answers to questions. Before conference, I had two questions. One, how can I keep a good attitude and help my friends when they make bad decisions? And two, how can I testify of the church without people making fun of me? During conference, the Spirit testified to me that I am not alone. Now I know that by studying the scriptures with all my heart, I will receive answers to my questions about my friends. I know that my Father listens to my prayers and I will strive to be better each day. Isaac R., age 13, Pichincha, Ecuador. About Isaac. Only child, likes to play piano, skate, play soccer, do judo, swim, sing, and make candies. Wants to be a doctor. Favorite color is green.
Inspired by conference. I was inspired by General Conference. The instruction from our leaders to serve others, trust Jesus Christ, and hold steadfastly to the iron rod testifies to me that this gospel is true and that we can obtain eternal salvation by keeping the commandments and following the word of God. I have set goals to be of more service in my community and to strengthen my testimony through daily prayer and scripture study. I know that I am a daughter of Heavenly Father. He lives and loves me forever and always. Madeline B., 16, Delaware, USA. About, oldest of three siblings, runs cross country, loves reading and singing, loves the Spanish language, and hopes to teach English as a second language.
End of the article, Shared Stories. Read by Pat Murray, Van Johansen, Lindsay Hepworth, Noah Strongen, Ethan Nelson, and Eden Reinwand.